A horrible son named Austin wants me to prank his mother. His mother's name is Brenda. He says, my mother, Brenda, she recently broke up with her boyfriend because she discovered that that he got himself into doing crack. After officially breaking up, the boyfriend would constantly send odd, spiteful texts to her cell phone, such as, I hope you get AIDS. And he would call her the bearded lady. This boyfriend sounds awesome. I want to hang out with him. He's also threatened to visit our apartment at our apartment complex so they can talk, quote unquote. After a while, she started getting texts from his new girlfriend, which were pretty much meant to rub it in her face that she has him now. The ex-boyfriend's name is Dan, who's in his early 50s. Brenda is 39. She is completely happy with the breakup, so don't worry. I'm not going to make her cry or have some other undesired emotion. Yeah, right. Okay, that sounds like a challenge to me. We'll see about this.
Hello?
Hello, Brenda?
Who's this?
This is David from Verizon Wireless.
Okay.
And I'm just calling. We've been having some problems with your cell phone service. Have you noticed any... It's hard to hear you. Are you outdoors or something?
I'm sorry. I'm at a huge Halloween party right now.
I see. Yeah.
Is there any way you can call me back?
Well, it just seems like your phone's been infected with a botnet, with the Yen's botnet.
They said what?
It's been infected with the Yen's botnet.
What's that?
It steals phone numbers and contacts from phones around you, and then it sends them to Nigeria. Like, whenever you walk around that Halloween party there, it's stealing contacts and other information from people's phones and sending them to the Chinese government.
Oh, nice.
And, you've been infected. It's your phone is infected right now.
Okay, so what do I do?
Well, you should definitely turn it off. And we're going to shut off.
Turn it off?
Yeah, we're going to shut off your service. Just to be safe, because, you know, we don't want to get infected.
Right, so then what do I do?
I don't know. You could bring it into a Verizon Wireless store. It looks like your phone's emitting, EMF radiation, and it could be giving people cancer that are near you.
Oh, okay, well then please shut it off.
Yeah, I wouldn't even hold it up to your face, because, you know, it could be giving you face cancer.
Well, then, should I let you go?
What?
No, I'm listening.
Oh, no, I was just going to tell you about, have you noticed anything weird with your phone?
Actually, yeah, because when I was texting my friends, it was actually texting, like, three friends at once the same exact message.
Oh, that could be part of the botnet, because it captures all of your texts and sends them to the Chinese government, but then it sends them back to your friends again from the Chinese government.
Oh. Okay, well, go ahead and shut it down then.
Yeah, and also, I mean, if they want to, they could just make your phone heat up and explode like a bomb. And you don't want that.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely want to shut that off immediately.
Okay, so you're doing it?
Yeah, but look, I'm not really with Verizon Wireless. I'm a friend of Dan Moody's, and he said I could call here to buy crack.
Oh, what?
He said I could call you to buy crack.
No, you can't call me to buy shit. You can tell Dan Moody to fucking shove up his ass.
I really need some crack, ma'am.
You need crack?
Crack.
You need to be fucking talking to him.
I'll pay anything. Anything that you'll ask for, I'll pay it.
I don't give a fuck what you'll trade. I'm all good.
I know you're good, but no, I want to give you money for crack. I think she hung up because she was afraid of the face radiation, probably.
Hello?
I can't believe you're picking up the phone. You're going to get face radiation.
Look, go fucking take another hit off the crack pipe and leave me alone, okay? Thanks.
I can't use my crack pipe because you won't sell me crack.
Hello?
Hey, are you at the Halloween party? Are you dressed as the bearded lady?
Listen, motherfucker, you know who this is? This is Danny Weiss. It's not Brenda.
Oh, crap. Oops.
Yeah,
I must have got
her. I advise you not to call this fucking phone anymore because I know what you guys are up to and this is bullshit.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, let me find out who the Seriously.
Hey, really? Can you tell the bearded lady hello for me when you see her?
Listen, you wait till I see you.
What do you mean?
Wait, because Uncle Danny will tell you who the fuck you are, you little fucking faggot motherfucker.
That's not a nice thing to say. I didn't understand what she was talking about. She said she's not Brenda, she's somebody else. I don't know. Whoever she was, she sure knew who Dan Moody was. She's not about to start getting into selling crack again. Okay, thanks, Austin, for the number submission. I hope your mother is really grouchy now and takes out her anger on you.